This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Is Microsoft working on a cheaper disc-free Xbox Series X? Maybe. Is an OLED iPad Pro and big screen iPad Air on the way? Looks like it. Is Activision looking into the malware stealing its users' login credentials? It is. It's Friday, March 29th, and this is Engadget News. Microsoft may be working on a white version of its current all-digital Xbox Series X console, according to leaked images reported by Xputer and documents seen by The Verge. The design appears to be identical to the current black disc version, sans the disc slot, and has the same robot white finish as the white Xbox Series S. If accurate, the news may mean delays to a rumored Xbox Series X refresh that carries a different design. It's not the first time rumors of a white all-digital Xbox Series X have leaked out. Last month, Xputer also reported that Microsoft planned to release a white all-digital Xbox Series X sometime between June and July of this year, with a retail price $50 to $100 lower than the current Xbox Series X. Last year, a large leak indicated that Microsoft would launch an all-digital Xbox Series X with a new cylindrical design arriving in November of this year for $500. The device, codenamed Brooklyn, was tipped to come with Wi-Fi 6E, Bluetooth 5.2, USB-C front port, an all-new South Bridge, and 6-nanometer die shrink. That would allow for a reduced power draw of about 15%, a new low-power standby mode, and increased use of recycled plastic. Much of the news around Brooklyn was effectively refuted by Xbox boss Phil Spencer shortly after the leak, though. He implied that it was based on early planning and was no longer accurate. Apple will finally launch new iPads in early May, according to Bloomberg's Mark Gurman. Expected are a new iPad Pro with an OLED display and a faster iPad Air, including a 13-inch model for the first time in that lineup. The details of the upcoming iPad models have been consistent, circulating through the rumor mill since last year. The new iPad Pro models will reportedly add OLED displays and run on the new M3 chip, already found in several Macs. The new tablets are set to launch alongside a redesigned Apple Pencil and Magic Keyboard. Other than a white color option, the latter has remained unchanged since its arrival 4 years ago. Meanwhile, the iPad Air will supposedly run on a new processor. Bloomberg didn't specify which, but considering the current model uses the M1 and Apple likely wants to reserve the M3 for the more expensive Pro, the M2 sounds like a safe bet. The 13-inch screen option would mark the first time the iPad Air line has offered a display larger than 11 inches, although Apple will charge more for that model than the smaller sibling expected alongside it. That would be the cheapest way yet to get a supersized iPad screen. Gurman said earlier this month that the new tablets would launch alongside the M3 MacBook Air, but the laptop arrived without any iPads in tow. He now reports that Apple's release schedule was pushed back to finish work on the device's software and ironing out the kinks from the complex new manufacturing techniques that they require. Activision is reportedly in the midst of investigating a hacking campaign that's stealing login credentials from people playing its games. According to TechCrunch, bad actors have been successfully installing malware onto the victims' computers and using their access to steal logins for their gaming accounts and even their crypto wallets. The video game publisher has apparently been helping victims remove the malware and regain control of their accounts, but it doesn't have enough information at the moment to say how the malware is spreading. TechCrunch's source said the malware could be only affecting folks who have third-party tools installed, insinuating that people are getting it from non-Activision-developed software typically used with its games. Delaney Simmons, Activision's spokesperson, told the publication that the company is aware of claims that some player credentials across the broader industry could be compromised from malware, from downloading or using unauthorized software. He added that the company's servers remain secure and uncompromised. That's certainly a plausible theory, seeing as the hacking scheme appears to have been uncovered by someone known as Zeebler, who develops cheating software for Call of Duty. Zeebler told TechCrunch that he discovered the campaign when one of his customers had their account stolen for his software. Upon looking into it, he reportedly discovered a database containing stolen credentials. He also said that the malware is disguised to look like real software, but they were actually designed to steal the usernames and passwords victims type in. Zeebler is presumably talking about third-party tools like cheating software getting cloned to harvest people's logins. But phishing schemes that use Activision's official login design exist as well. Bottom line is, people should be careful when they download and always double-check if the login page they're typing in is the real deal. Thanks for listening. There's more to these stories and additional articles at Engadget.com. This episode featured journalism by contributors Steve Dent, Will Shanklin, and Mariella Moon, and was produced by Spoken Layer. Enjoy your weekend. I'll be back Monday with more tech news from Engadget.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.